Call this meeting to order. Candia Board of Selectmen, January 28th, 7 o'clock. We'll start with a pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for coming in. I don't think it's to see us, but it might be. I'm not sure. We'll do the roll call first.
Russ Dan, present.
Boyd Chivers, present.
Carlton Roby, present.
Susan Young.
Present.
Andrea, present. Come on in, people, if you want. There's plenty of seats if you'd like to come in and sit down. And we're going to just start with the approval of minutes. We can probably start with the non-public for January 14th.
Also move as printed in January 14th, non-public meeting minutes.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And gentlemen, when you get a minute, January 14th, the public meeting minutes.
I'll move the minutes be accepted as presented.
Do I have a second?
That, but I have a correction or what have you.
Okay.
Under other business, Judy Lindsay requested that we put a collection box at the recycling center to get the lead sinkers that loons eat, mm-hmm. and they get poisoned from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't specify that here, so she had asked that we could specify the reason we have that box is for that reason, to save the loons in New Hampshire.
So that's on page 12, approximately halfway down?
Correct.
And I'll put the letter as the attachment, too, so people will be able to see the letter.
Or just, if we put it in today.
That's fine, yeah.
I mean, she just likes people know that.
Yep.
That's what why that box is there.
Be specific.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll take a motion as amended.
I'll so move.
I'll second it again.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we're going to go on to Employee of the Year, Joe Lamash from the Recycling Center. And the liaison, Russ Dan, will make the presentation.
Come on, Joe. As you all know, Joe, what? Okay. He's been an employee here for better than 14 years, going on 15 years in July. And he is very well accepted by a lot of people that come to the recycling center. I think this shows some of it right here today. And he sees more people at the recycling center every week than a lot of people like myself do, and I represent the town. And I just want to say thank you for all you do. And you also are on the safety committee for the recycling committee representing the town. So he's got some other things that he does. Besides people here, there's a lot of four-legged friends that like you too, you know. So with that, I'd like to present you this certificate of Candia Employee of the Year and a little something to go with that.
Thank you, sir.
And this here will be hung here at the
Town Hall.
There you go. Thank you. I get to the recycling center. I go and say, where do I recycle this? And Joe turns around and says, over there. No. So, I mean, he's very helpful, as all the employees are there. Thank you. May you be excused?
You can come over here and give.
Oh, all right.
This is from the whole board.
You want me to come over there?
Congratulations. You can sit behind here if you want. I get one more picture, yeah.
Did you get a nice picture then?
One more picture.
Side, close together.
Yes, close together.
Hold the plaque.
Yes.
Against the wall.
Well, no, I wanted to get the audience, because it's so nice to... And then we can do against the wall, how's that?
There you go. There you go.
Try to go.
No, no, not...
Wait a minute. Nice job, then against the wall.
There you go, good picture, guys.
Very nice. I know, you didn't know it was gonna be this painful, did you, Joe?
I had an idea.
There you go.
Perfect, thank you very much, almost 15 years for Joe. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Good job.
Great.
Very good.
And now we'll go on to public comment, if anyone has any to begin the meeting. Anyone have anything? All set for now? Okay, sounds good, we'll go into old business and the Moore Highway Fund. There was some conversation about it at the last meeting. It was submitted on time, she's checked with the DRA and the auditors and everything else, it was under last year.
Okay.
So that's all set to go. The next item under old business, gates on Flint and Libby Road. The gentleman chose not to do that, so that's a moot point, so we can cross that off.
What, he withdrew his request?
And now we'll go under new business and the fourth quarter grants and donations. And do you want to read this, Carlton? Do you want me to?
What's that?
The grants and donations.
Oh, we can. 2018 fourth quarter grants. State of New Hampshire Block Highway Grant, $34,767.79. Do we have a motion?
Move we accept the grant from the State of New Hampshire in that amount.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Go ahead.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
And then 2018 donations, the fourth quarter. We have a donation of $73.50 from Hannaford's for the food pantry. A donation from Hannaford's for $51.25 to the food pantry. George and Eileen Denoncourt for $300 for the food pantry. Michael Ryan and Robin Steiner for $50 for the food pantry. Digital Federal Credit Union for $200 to the food pantry. Don Clancy and Elizabeth Cruz for $30 to the food pantry. Candia Trailer and Snow Equipment for $250. Christmas Assistance. American Legion, $100 for the food pantry. Coswell Benevolent Trust for $2,500 to the food pantry. Cinder Griswold for $200 to Christmas Assistance. Michael Ryan, Robin Steiner for $100 for the food pantry. And Ginny Griswold and Betsy Bashai for $150 to welfare donation. For a total of $4,004.75.
Okay, we'll take a motion to accept that.
Make a motion to accept the donations for the fourth quarter as presented.
Second?
Second.
Your second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
I'd like to have a record thank you for all these good donations, well accepted, and will help a lot of people.
Exactly. Very generous
Yes.
from everyone involved. Fire Department. Russ, do you want to? Dean, yeah, I don't know. Dean.
Dean, did you want to?
Did you want to do anything with the fire department or just have Russ? Russ is okay?
A letter to Mr. Young. It is with regret as chief of the town of Candy, a volunteer fire department, to provide you with the following name of an individual who has recently resigned from the department due to personal situations necessitating changes in their ability to remain contributing members of the department. I would request that the following resignation be accepted with regret and a letter of appreciation for their services be sent. Kevin McDonald, effective December 31st, 2018. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Signed, Dean Young. It's, you know, losing a good member, it's hard to accept things like that, but we have to. It's for his own benefits, or he has his reasons. So I move that we accept his termination.
Resignation?
Resignation as of December 31st, 2018.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And we'll look into getting him on.
If I could just say one thing. Those of you who don't know, Kevin is my best friend, one of my few best friends, and he came here from Deerfield when he resigned from the Deerfield Fire Department and gave us a few really good years. And outstanding individual. And fireman. But the cool thing is, he never was on the Candy Fire Department before, but his dad, Gordon, was chief of our fire department. So I thought it was pretty cool when he finally got to be on the department where his dad was the chief many years ago. I think he thought a lot of that. That was pretty cool. So he's a good guy. A good guy who's on this.
Okay, on.
No, there will be a letter sent.
Yes. Okay. Certificate is going around right now.
This was to Chairman Young. It is my pleasure as chief of the town of Candy, a volunteer fire department, to provide you with the name of an individual who I recommend for appointment to the department. This individual has demonstrated a strong commitment to provide professional level emergency services to the town of Candy, and I offer this recommendation without reservation. The person recommended has submitted background information attested to their individual skills level and have agreed to attain and maintain at least a minimum level of professional certification consistent with the needs of the department. This applicant has also provided information as to their character and background and will have undergone a criminal background investigation conducted by the Candia Police Department and the State Police. I would request this appointment be made effective January 28, 2019. Ryan Dome of Candia. Again, I'm pleased to recommend this individual for appointment. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact the chief.
I'll take a motion. You ready?
I so recommend that we hire Ryan Dome as a fire.
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you very much. The next order of business, planning board update, and I don't see Mr. Cartier here, and I don't believe he's going to make it this evening.
He's in New York, I think.
Okay. So we will postpone that, I believe, to the next meeting. And then we go on, and what's left is to determine who will move and second warrant articles at the deliberative session. So I can't remember how it's been done in the past, Carlton. Maybe you can.
I was looking at this. What are we going to do with this here? This was something else. All right.
That was
warrant articles?
Yeah, this one he's not doing it, so we're not even doing it anymore.
There's two questions. Are you looking at the second part of that? He's coming back for the next meeting, Mr. Chad.
That one, Chad, yeah, he's not in this meeting.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah, warrant articles. We can do it.
So how do you normally do it, though? How did you, I can't remember how we did it last year.
You just ask somebody to move it and somebody to second it.
Okay.
Who moves the warrant article?
Okay.
Considering, you want to move the operating budget?
Okay.
Article two?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to second it?
I will second that for you. We have all the charity articles.
Through four. Is it through four?
From 3 to 14.
Remove those as a block, Carl?
Yes.
I think they'll request.
Not at the deliberative session.
Okay.
But we can, somebody, one of us could move them as they came along.
Do we read them?
No, the moderator will read them.
Okay.
I think last year, the moderator moved them as a block.
Yeah.
At that point.
I think so.
I mean, just opening them and then the discussion can be on them, but they were.
Yeah, he did, he does read them all.
Right.
Maybe, okay.
So who wants to move that?
I'll move that.
All right, Lloyd, you want a second? Okay.
As a block, or however it comes up, we'll take care of that.
Right, Boyd and then Russ.
Okay.
That takes us out to Article 14.
I'll move Article 15 for the Smith Memorial Building Fund.
And I'll second it.
And I'll move Article 16 for the Town Office Building Maintenance Fund.
I'll second it.
And I'll move Article 17 for Revaluation Capital Reserve Fund for $20,000.
I'll second that.
Go ahead. Either one, doesn't matter.
Okay.
The Fitz Museum. Russ, do you want to do that?
Number 18, Russ?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone want a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Boyd. And if you don't mind, I'll move Article 19 for $100,000 for winter road maintenance.
Okay.
I'll second that. Susan, Article 20 also.
Okay.
And I'll second that for Adams Road reconstruction.
Yep.
And then
Russ, Article 21, fire apparatus and capital reserve.
I'll move that.
Thank you.
You want me to second that, Carlson?
Certainly.
I'll second it.
Russ, Article 22 for $50,000 for fire station infrastructure and grounds capital reserve fund.
Aye.
Boyd?
Yep.
Second?
Yep.
I'll move Article 23 for $37,000 for mosquito control program.
I'll second that.
I'll move Article 24 for $300 for moderator's compensation.
I'll second it.
Okay, boy.
That should be you on 25.
Yeah, 25.
Article 25, Cemetery Improvement Capital Reserve Fund.
I'll second it.
Article 26, Cemetery General Maintenance Fund.
You, Carlson?
Yes.
Who do you want to second that?
You, please.
I'll second that.
Article 27, I'll move that to allow Keno games within the town.
I'll second it for
quick for discussion or whatever you want.
Article 28, $133,235 for the Smith Public Library.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
Article 29, $17,000 for the Candia Youth Athletic Association. I'll move that.
I'll second it.
Article 30, $5,800 for an addition to the Candia Swap Shop.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
Article 31, to see if we'll establish an agricultural commission in Candia.
May I stop right here? Now, are the rest of these, do the people who submitted the warrant article, do they move it?
They can if they'd like.
Yeah.
I think one of the signers or...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dick would be more than happy,
Dick,
I'm sure.
So we'll check on that just to make sure it's not awkward. Is that okay?
Yeah.
For that one?
Yeah. Article 31 and 32.
Right.
Okay.
And Article 33 is $10,000 for implementation of the master plan and future planning and for municipal capital improvement projects. I'll move that.
Well, who's going to second it?
I'll second it okay. For...
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. We're moving right along.
May I ask a question while we're on this subject?
Of course.
Is there any, does this board have any, or any member of this board have any intention of amending the budget, the town budget, as we've done in the past? I don't.
What do you mean, yeah. Up or down? Or?
Either way.
That may be a possibility.
Okay. Well, will it be a motion by this board to do it, or would it be an individual's motion?
At this point, we've been through the process. It would be an individual motion.
They'd probably go down on the floor or speak as an individual.
All right. Well, I think it's appropriate if a member of this board has a motion to make that they make it from the microphone on the floor and not from the table.
Yeah, I think they probably would.
Because you're not speaking as a member of the board. You're speaking as
you're not representing the board, yeah. That's probably a good suggestion. I think people can, they'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah. Protocol to observe. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you in agreement, gentlemen, that?
Yeah, I think that's proper.
Because I wanted to speak to the swap shop, but I won't do it as a board member. I'll go down
sure.
And around.
Yeah, I think
would be my intent if I get acknowledged. Yeah. Okay.
Good. Okay.
Everybody in agreement with that? Kind of yes. I'll say the gentleman's agreement. Sounds good. Is there any other business? Russ, I'll start with you. Do you have any other business?
Just what I mentioned earlier, that's all that I had at this point.
Okay. Boyd, do you have any?
I don't have any other business, but under old business, I'm wondering why we didn't discuss the Donovan Road, the request for an improvement.
He's next.
To Donovan.
He's next.
Oh,
he'll be next. Yeah, he
next
said
week?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Next, our next meeting. Remember, he said he'd give us a month.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Yeah, yeah. But other business, nothing.
Nothing else.
I'm gonna stay on that subject with Mr. Chivers.
Okay.
Because it looked like, I guess. These emails to Upton Hatfield came from the select board, not the planning board, correct?
That's correct.
Chairman Young?
I don't know. Let me go back here and see what you're talking about. Yeah, from Andrea.
Well, down here, it says it came from Andrea Hansen.
Yes.
Right. Okay. That's what we said, Andrea.
And then we talked to, what was the gentleman's name that was in from Donovan Road?
Chad.
Chad.
Yes.
We have a policy, the selectmen did, it's somebody that we had out here last time we talked about this. And his answer, it has nothing to do with our policy of we need to get all the facts if we're going to ask the questions. Correct?
Okay, what would you like? What are you getting at? Spit it out. What would you
like
to do?
Well, he's going to come back. Spit it out. He's going to come back next week, Andrea, you said?
Next meeting.
In 2 weeks.
And, the answer here is our policy and procedures for, we tried to give the gentleman direction when he was here, and we came back with an answer that says here, the planning board has no authority to approve a subdivision on a Class 6 highway.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was at the selectman's office, because we have a policy that if he meets the criteria to upgrade the road, we can make a decision. Do we have that policy, Andrea?
I don't. I can go grab it.
I have it from last.
Carlton, if you read the next sentence,
right.
It says the only way for the owner to proceed is for him or her to petition to lay out the highway as a Class 5, and then the selectman can dictate what standards must be met.
Right.
So he's got to follow RSA 674:40 for laying out the highway.
We had the policy right here. We had this.
Right.
This is what the town voted on,
The select.
674-41 right here. Right here. That's. Right here. 674-41.
Okay.
I'm going to stop for 1 second for the audience's knowledge. We're talking about a gentleman who wanted to put 3 house lots on a Class 6 road. And if he made it into a Class 5 or got it to Class 5 standards, and he will be coming in, I believe, at the next meeting. So that's what we're discussing, so that you know what's going on. What kind of?
I'm pretty sure that's just what I tried to tell the gentleman 2 weeks ago.
What, Carlton?
Just what the answer is here. The only way for the owner to proceed is for him to petition the layout of a new highway, Class 5.
Yep.
That's what this spells out for him.
But this policy statement right here says, under statement of purpose, it is the purpose of this policy to minimize development along Class 6 and private town roads, which might tend to drain existing town services and force increased costs on the town to provide additional services. So this document right here basically discourages any development on a Class 6.
Oh, certainly. I don't disagree.
Okay. So maybe that's what we should have told him.
I think he had that. He read that.
Yeah.
He's read that.
And I think that's why we didn't ask him to do engineering studies and like that bring that forward.
So when he comes back, if we're going to follow this policy, we ought to follow the letter of this policy too and discourage that development on a Class 6 road, because that's what this instructs us to do.
Well, he knows that.
Okay.
He wanted direction on what to do, and it's to follow the policy and read the policy in depth, and we discuss that.
Okay.
Class 5 road, if he wants to bring it up to that spec, then it's
right. But
up to the selectman.
It appears to me like that the attorney has said he can file a petition.
Right.
And at that point, he said, we can discuss that if and when a petition is received.
Right.
And I don't know what his intent is. Maybe we ask him at the next meeting if that's his intent. That's what I got from this.
Well, if he's coming in the next meeting, shouldn't he be told that if that's your intent, there's going to be, that discussion. Instead of just throwing that on him at that night, I don't mean to try and be fair that,
I think that at that meeting, we would give him the attorney's answer would have been my.
This is right here in the policy. The petition just means to draw the plan and come in here with his plan, and he needs to get our approval.
Right.
Right. It's not.
We didn't give our approval.
Right.
No.
At the last meeting, because we didn't have this information. He's coming in to the next meeting. I thought we were going to address it then, but we certainly can chat about it tonight if you want.
Well, I think if we're going to present the attorney's opinion, he should get that prior to it, so he's aware that that's all I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we do anything. It's just that we have this information. It should be given to him that he has time to either withdraw or what have you.
Is that what the board would like to do?
You can send the gentleman that answer, but this is the answer that we gave him 2 weeks ago. It's fine.
Well, this goes back to that, Carlton. This goes back to your statement. So all I'm saying is it just reinforces what was said the other meeting. This is the attorney said, you've got to go to RSA 674.
Right. That's what we had out for him. He had that.
I
knew that.
Right. I know you knew that, but what I'm trying to say is you tell him this is verified by the attorney that, and this is what we're going by, that he's got to go by this.
So if you think it's advisable, we can certainly give him that information beforehand, but he can petition the board. And I didn't feel comfortable. I'm not going to tell him how the board is going to vote, whether they're going to accept that petition or not.
No.
Because that's not my decision. It's the board's decision, and it needs to be done in a public meeting, which is why I wasn't bringing this up till the next one, till it's posted on the agenda.
Okay.
you know what I'm saying? So people would know that we're going to discuss Donovan Road at the next meeting. They have no knowledge of that now.
All right, that's fine. Right.
Is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Any other business? No? Okay. Why don't we do, we'll do the payroll and accounts payable. And boy, do you mind?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Payroll for the week ending January 24th, 2019 was, excuse me, $14,920.83. The following week, January 31st, was $15,289.75. The payables for January 24th were $45,229.37. Following week, we were $40,400.65 for a combined total of the payroll and the payables for the two-week period of $115,840.60.
I'll move the weekly payroll and accounts payable manifest as printed.
Second. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Calendar filing period for anyone interested. It ends February 1st. Actually, it's the 1st, I got it. Yeah, yep. February 1st. And I believe the town clerk will be here from 3 to 5, if I understand correctly, but just double check on that. I don't want to lead anyone astray. And that will be the last time to file for a position. And I know you're all anxious to do that. A little bit of laughter. I'm just trying to lighten the mood here a little bit.
Okay. I thought you were
saying
okay.
Yeah, really. One person got it. I'm glad.
So everybody took a step back.
I know. I was going to say they all exit. Okay, the town deliberative session February 2nd at 9 o'clock, snow date. And it's, again, I believe it's on the website. And the school deliberative session February 6th at 6 p.m. And the snow date is February 9th. So did you want to add something?
Could I bring up one more thing on our other business?
Of course.
A resident contacted me and wanted to know when the trustees for the Smith Memorial Building are going to post their minutes. He noticed that the last time the minutes were posted to the website were on October 2nd of last year. So he was interested in reading the minutes and not sure how to answer them.
I'm not sure either. I will personally follow up on that. I don't know if they've had a meeting since then. I don't believe they have one in December. I really don't know about November. Do you know, Russ?
Well, I know there's a couple months that they did not have a meeting, so I can't remember which ones it were.
I'll write that down, though, Boyd. We'll find out about that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, public comment. People, we are here to hear you. No? Yes. And if you could just state your name and your address, that'll be great.
This is Steve Hovater. I'm at 46 Jane Road. And I can't speak for everyone, obviously. But a lot of the interaction that a lot of us get with the town of Candia comes from people like Joe down at the recycle center. And I think actually the whole crew just does a superb job.
Sure.
And I would like to thank them all.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Nice comment. Yeah. Very nice. Absolutely right. Anyone else? That's it? Wow, we almost had a record here.
Would you like to entertain a motion to adjourn?
Oops, wait, one in the back. Well, there's always one left. Sorry. Mr. Young. Mr. Young.
If anybody's interested, it's been a long time coming, but the new restaurant at Kristoff opens tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
That's right.
Oh, really?
I've been waiting patiently, and it's going to be, if you haven't been in there, it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Good.
And we hope that people patronize it.
Good.
I hope the town.
The first stop. Yes, and Cello's is now serving lunch, I heard. I think maybe just on the weekends, but that's what I heard. Did you have something, Russ?
I'll just emphasize your statement there. That group at the recycling center is there for you in cold weather, hot weather, rain, snow, whatever. And if you, they're the ones that help us
that recycle to put the products in and get a return revenue to the town of Candia. They're the ones that do that, but it's the town of Candia that really their recycling makes the big difference too.
Any other comments from the floor? Again, thank you all for coming. Joe, congratulations.
Yes.
And thank you all for coming, people. And I'll take a motion to adjourn if you're...
You did, didn't you?
I asked her.
Oh, okay. Would you like?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much for coming, people.